Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Hi, we're on our fourth show and last show of our topical infections. As we know, topical infections can come from chronic issues, acute issues, bug bites, bee stings, eczema, rosacea. It could come from boils, or it could come from slivers or ingrown toenails. So what we're talking about is all these skin conditions and a couple of ideas what we can do for those. What about warts? Vitamin C is excellent for this. So you can mix up a paste and dab it on your wart, cover it with a bandage, and just do this throughout the days until your wart has fallen off. And it also helps fight the virus itself. How about hives? It's hard, kind of hard to identify where the hives come from, but activated charcoal helps. Taking on an empty stomach, it absorbs many toxins or allergens in the system and clears the outbreak in as little as a day. Almond, lavender, tea tree oil applied topically also soothes and heals hives. Licorice extract, apple cider vinegar. These are things that are good for hives. And rosacea. Olive leaf extract is excellent for rosacea. Do you suffer from rosacea or know somebody that does? I do. And that is not a fun skin condition, as we know. And so olive leaf extract is great for the immune system. So a supercharged boosts up and helps your rosacea decrease. It helps with the inflammation disorder and the low immunity causes of inflammation, as well as apple cider vinegar, which has come up a lot. And so we love the apple cider vinegar because that is a great remedy too. What about psoriasis? You know, rosacea, psoriasis, eczema. These are kind of put into a category on their own with skin conditions. And I know I'm always talking about that cedar oil, but the cedar plant has really gifted us the blessings of life and living comfortably with skin issues. And so the cedar oil and the cedar bulbs are just real topical skin healers, and it's excellent for psoriasis. As well as oats is one of the nature's best skin soothers, and it helps relieve psoriasis symptoms in many individuals. And applying a paste to the areas or even taking a bath in oats relieves the itchy skin and reduces the redness. Tea tree oil is native to Australia. Did you know that? And is used in a lot of skin conditions. It has antiseptic quality, and it can be applied to the skin. It's going to keep you clean and keep the bacteria off you. Some people like to use it for their shampoos to help with dandruff and scalp psoriasis. And so tea tree oil is excellent. Oats are excellent. Cedar oil, excellent for psoriasis. What about acne? Rubbing acne with raw garlic, it doesn't sound too appealing, does it? But you do it several times a day, it's going to help in relieving the pain. And also, it kicks in and boosts your acne so it heals faster. And the pulp of the aloe plant, that is a fantastic skin cleanser. The juice of the plant fights the infection and it promotes healing. you rub it directly on the skin. What about cleaning your skin with lemon if you have acne problems? You kind of put lemon with fabric, and you put the lemon juice on your fabric, and you use this to clean your skin because the acid in the lemon helps flush out your pores and just helps you maintain that healthy look. You can also use it by steaming your face with lemon. Just be very careful, because it'll loosen the dirt and the oils on your dead skin and kind of let it out. And then you just remove the dirt and the oil buildup. You can do that once a week if you like. Measles. We had a big measles outbreak in the United States for a while here. And so something that you can do for measles is do a really good breakfast immune booster. You have your vitamin C, Echinacea tincture, and your olive leaf extract. And you can use these during your times of exposure to measles just to boost your own system, and so that you're not going out there and maybe catching this measles. How about a super immune booster? Sipping tea or a strong infusion of herbal extracts during the day, throughout the day. Stinging nettle and peppermint and rosehip and elderflower helps boost immunity. And it also keeps your vitamins and minerals up and helps fight off infections. And so with the measles, these are some things that we can take into our body and get that extra boost to keep us healthy. Lupus. Chamomile tea helps with this. Helps with the physical distress and calming emotions. And helps with stomach ache and insomnia. And it'll also help with your heel cuts and scrapes and abrasions. And so lupus is a skin disease that we need to take care of. It can be, you know. Feverfew has also helped with lupus and headaches and arthritis. And what happens is that when you have lupus, sometimes you lose the circulation in the tips of your fingers, and feet and toes start to discolor because they've lost that circulation. And skin cancer. Vitamin C comes in contact with skin cancer, and it helps to harden the tumor and forms a crust, which it can kind of fall off. So skin cancer and vitamin C has really boosted to try to dissolve this issue. And so that is it for we had four shows on topical infections and a few ideas out there that we can apply to our daily regime for helping us live a stronger, healthier, more productive life, and using the traditions of our ancestors with herbal remedies and the convenience of today's society as well with our herbal remedies. And so enjoy life, keep yourself healthy, make yourself a little stack of medicinal herbal tinctures, and have a great time doing it. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say me gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.